Okay, so we're here this morning, not just to worship God, but to solve a mystery. Okay, we're going to solve the mystery of the babies together. And before we do that, we're just going to have the reading because we're going to continue in our study in Luke. And we've got to the point where Jesus is taken to the temple and he meets two very special people. So I'm just going to read the next bit of the story for you. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him, that's Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. It sounds like a fairly typical Christmas, doesn't it? Whizzing about all over the country in your car and then going home again at the end of it all. Okay, so the mystery that we're going to try and solve this morning is this mystery of the babies, helping Simeon and Anna to work out whether or not they've got the right baby. So I want you to imagine that we're going to journey back in time to first century Jerusalem. And we're in the temple, and many people have brought their babies along to say thank you to God for them, like we did for Esme a few weeks ago, and to dedicate them to God. And we've got some babies here that people are looking after this morning. If you've got a baby, could you just hold it up for me? Thank you very much. You can see our babies are quite tiny. I think they were a bit small when they were born, but yeah, hopefully they're being well looked after, those babies. We've got four babies that we're looking after this morning. And this is a painting by Rembrandt, and obviously we didn't have any photos of Simeon and Anna from that time because there weren't any cameras, but this is what Rembrandt imagined that Simeon and Anna looked like. So we're going to use this picture to help us this morning. So that's Anna there in the background with her hands up. I think she's praising God and saying thank you for the baby. And I'm guessing that that is Simeon there with his big long beard to represent how old he is, who's holding the baby Jesus there and blessing him. So Anna was this old lady, and she believed that God was going to send a very special baby who would grow up to be the saviour of the whole world. And she even dared to believe that she would meet that baby. That's a pretty bold thing to dare to believe, isn't it, really? She dared to believe that she would meet him on that day in history. But how would she be sure that she'd got the right baby? Because there were lots of babies there that day. We've only got four in our house of prayer this morning and in our service this morning, but there may have been many more. How would she know that she'd got the right one? And Simeon, it tells us, was a man who lived in Jerusalem for a long time, and he had followed God's Holy Spirit's leading to the temple that day, also believing that he was going to meet the Saviour baby. But how would he know which was the right baby? So the babies that you're looking after in church this morning, thank you very much, are going to help us solve that mystery of which is the right baby. So if you have a baby with a label on it that says number one, can you just show me who's got number one baby? Lovely. Do you want to bring your baby to the front for me? Thank you very much. Didn't know you were going to have to do that, did you? But you are. Well done. Could you come and find number one clue for us, Anne, please? And we're going to see if that will help us. Number one clue down there, look. Yeah. And if you could open number one clue and take out the piece of paper, this hopefully is going to help us. Lovely. And you hand it over to me. No, that's all right. That's fine. No, I'm going to read that. Thank you very much for that. You can take your baby back now and you can give it to someone else to look after, or you can look after it. It's up to you. So this is clue number one, okay? And baby number one has given us clue number one to help us to answer the question, where was he born? Because this is a really important question in solving the mystery. If we find out where he was born, this baby, we might know whether or not he's the right baby. So here's something from the prophet Micah from the Old Testament, probably a prophecy that Anna and Simeon knew really well. It says this: "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Okay, so the baby's got to come from Bethlehem. That's what Micah the prophet tells us. Let's just read the second part of the clue. The second part of the clue is from Luke itself. So this was probably something that Joseph and Mary will have mentioned to Simeon and to Anna. It says this: "Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there," so in Bethlehem, "the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son." So we've discovered that this special baby that they were hoping to meet should be born in Bethlehem. And indeed, this baby was born in Bethlehem. So we've solved clue number one. This baby was born in the right place, in Bethlehem. This is the first piece in the puzzle in finding the right baby. The Saviour was to be born in Bethlehem, exactly where Jesus was born. And the baby that Anna and Simeon met was Jesus, born in Bethlehem, exactly as the prophets had said. And we're going to sing together now about that baby born in Bethlehem by singing "O Little Town." And it gives us the assurance that Jesus was a real baby. He was born in a real place at a point in history, an actual time in history. Just like you could probably find out where you were born. You probably know where you were born, which town you were born in, and who your parents were, hopefully, as well. And even if you don't, you probably know where at least you were born. So we're going to celebrate now and sing together, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," and that we know where Jesus was born. Okay, so clue number two, baby number two. We're going to try and answer the question, who were his parents? Who's got baby number two? Esme's got baby number two, fabulous. Is she being good, baby number two? Oh, good, that's a relief. Thank you very much. Thank you, Esme. Well done. Okay, so we're going to try and answer this question, who were his parents? And this time, we've got a passage from Isaiah that I'm sure Simeon and Anna must have known really well as well, and I'm sure lots of us know it too. It says this: "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son." Now, I always think it's a bit tricky dealing with this passage with children. So the things that I'm going to say, you have to bear in mind that they, you know, that they're aimed at the idea that we've got kids here, even though we haven't got very many this morning. So this is a baby that wasn't going to be born in a normal way. This was a baby that wasn't going to be made in the usual way that babies are made. So let's see if we find out whether or not Simeon and Anna had met the right baby. And this time we're going to read from Luke 1. It says this: "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So we've learnt that this baby, according to Isaiah, should be a baby that's born to a virgin. Not normally the way that babies happen, is it? Okay, babies normally happen when a man and a woman love each other very much and that baby is made in that way. But this baby was a really different baby and the Holy Spirit made this baby. And I wondered about this as I was thinking about preparing it. You know, I tried to imagine myself as the mum in that situation. And I wondered, did Mary kind of, you know, whisper that little detail to Simeon and Anna there in the temple? I can't imagine it was something that she felt like shouting about or, you know, proclaiming to everybody, but perhaps she did. It was probably a little bit of an awkward thing to have to say, wasn't it? But it's another piece in the puzzle that we found the right baby. It's a baby that was not made in the usual way, a baby made by the power of God's Holy Spirit, another clue that Simeon and Anna had found the right baby. And it's pretty amazing that God chose somebody like Mary to bring into birth the saviour of the universe, the saviour of the world, the person that would save you and I. That's pretty amazing, Mary just being a young girl, not even married, no really importance or status in the world that she was living in at that time. And we're going to sing a carol now that talks about how God wasn't ashamed to use that girl. He wasn't ashamed to use a young girl who didn't really have any power or status. So let's stand and sing together, O Come All Ye Faithful. Okay. So we've come to baby number three. And baby number three is actually going to give us the last clue as to whether or not we found the right baby for Simeon and for Anna. And we're going to try and answer the question, what is his name? So who's got baby number three? Lovely, Stacey. Do you want to bring baby number three and come and find clue number three for me? Thank you very much. That's great. Thanks very much, Stacey. I hope your baby's being good as well. Okay. So clue number three. We're asking, what is his name, remember? Let's have a look. Ah, so we've got the same passage from Isaiah again that we read before, but this time we're going to go a little bit further and read the second part. It says this. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. So this baby is meant to be called Emmanuel. Okay, let's have a look at the second part of the clue. This is the bit, remember, that tells us whether or not we found the right baby. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. That's from Luke. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus, which means God saves. And then from Matthew, it tells us this. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. I think sometimes this thing about names can get a bit confusing. So Isaiah told us that he was to be called Emmanuel, but we all know, and we've known since probably we were quite small children, that actually he's called Jesus. But I imagine that Anna and Simeon must have jumped a mile when they heard that his name was to be Jesus, or that it was Jesus, because Jesus means God saves. And Emmanuel was more like a label, not really a nickname, but a kind of statement about who he was rather than what his name was, because Emmanuel means God with us, as Matthew told us there. So he's got the right name. He's got the name Emmanuel. That's what he's to be known as, God with us. And he's got the name Jesus, which means God saves. So we've definitely sure now that we have got the right baby. Simeon and Anna can be positive that they found the right baby. I think they must have been really delighted when they met baby Jesus that day in the temple. It says that Simeon had been waiting all his life. And I don't know if you really picked up the nuance in that passage, but basically what he said was, I'm ready to die now. You know, I'm ready for my life to end. This is my life's work complete. I think that's pretty amazing, isn't it? That somebody can get to that point in their life and say, yeah, I'm done now. You can take me home, God. That's quite a big thing to say, isn't it, really? I'm not sure that I would be ready to say that at any age particularly, but that's what Simeon said. And it said that Anna had been waiting there day and night. That's pretty amazing. So he's got the right name, this baby. And one of my favourite carols is O Come, Emmanuel, because it helps us to invite Jesus to be our Emmanuel here today, to ask him to be God with us in our hearts at this moment, at this time in 2022, right at the beginning of a new year. So we're going to sing that together now, O Come, Emmanuel. Let's stand and sing. Okay. So, baby number four. So we've got all the clues. We know we've got the right baby. And baby number four, you probably thought you'd got away with it, but you haven't. We've got one more question to answer. So let's have a quick look what the question is. It says, what shall we do now? So baby number four, do you want to come and open your envelope? Shall I open it? Oh, I can open it. Has baby number four been good, Christine?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's all right then. No crying he makes. So baby number four, let's answer this question. And you can already see there on the screen some of the answer to this question. And this is the passage that's all about the shepherds visiting, first of all, hearing about Jesus and visiting Jesus from Luke 2. It says this, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So, what shall we do now? This was the reaction of the shepherds. It was to hear the message and then to run off and find out whether or not it was true. I think that's probably quite a good attitude to take in the face of an angel appearing in the sky at night, is to find out whether or not all this stuff is real. And perhaps I imagined that Mary and Joseph told Simeon and Anna the story of what happened when the shepherds arrived and they came to visit just after the baby was born. Those shepherds worshipped God because they had met the Saviour baby. And they couldn't help but tell everyone all about it. It says they went out straight away and they started telling people the good news that he had arrived. I don't think those shepherds were expecting to meet the Saviour of the world that night. They were just out there in the fields looking after their sheep, weren't they? In the middle of the night. And I think sometimes God can take us by surprise with the things that he does, with the news that he brings us. I wonder if you've been taken by surprise this Christmas with that fresh revelation that Jesus, a baby born in Bethlehem, is the Saviour that we've been waiting for. Simeon was a bit different, I thought, as I was thinking about it. He was ready to meet the Messiah, wasn't he? As I'd already said, he'd waited his whole life. And he'd reached a ripe old age. He was this righteous and devout man, it tells us. The Holy Spirit was on him. And he was moved by the Spirit to go into the temple courts. And I think Simeon shows us that when we spend time in God's presence, when we pray and we listen to God, the Holy Spirit moves us. He talks to us and he helps us to see whatever it is that God's already doing and to join in with that. If we're ready to join in with whatever God is doing in our own lives and in the lives of people around us, then we're in a good place, like Simeon. We might meet people that God wants us to bless and to help I wonder if we're like Simeon at the beginning of this new year, spending time in God's presence, reading his word, praying, listening to him, allowing his Holy Spirit to guide us to the people that he wants us to reach with his good news. Or how about Anna? We love Anna in our house, obviously, because we've got one. She's one of my favourite New Testament characters. And we don't get much information about her. It's contained in only 4 verses, what we get about Anna. But it's all the information that we need to know about this lady who pointed us to Jesus. It says that she never left the temple, worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Cool. Imagine being in Barnwell Baptist Church night and day. You'd need to bring your blankets, wouldn't you? But that's what Anna did. She was there night and day worshipping God, waiting for this saviour baby to arrive. And like Simeon, she was so close to God, worshipping all night and all day. She was hungry to see that power of God moving in her own lifetime. She wasn't just hungry because she was fasting. She was spiritually hungry as well. And she was a prophet. She was someone who brought those special messages to God from God through her actions and her words. And her action that she took there on that day when she saw Jesus with his parents was a prophetic action. She was announcing the good news that this was the saviour baby, that they'd followed the clues and that they found the right baby. The mystery had been solved. So Christmas time is nearly over. Boo. Sad. We're going to take all the decorations down soon. I don't know whether you've done yours yet, but I'm sure at some point over the next few days we might need to do that in our house and get the Hoover out for the pine needles and all the rest of it. We're going to pack away those nativity scenes. I'm sorry to say, kids, but we're going to go back to school and work for those of us that go back to work. Or we're just going to go back to our ordinary lives. But I think we should remember this New Year's morning, Sunday morning at the beginning of a new year, that something has changed. Life is never going to be the same again. Jesus has come into the world to save us. I wonder if we're taken by surprise like the shepherds were, or if we're ready like Simeon and Anna to move, watch the Spirit and then move, following him in the world around us and joining in with whatever he's calling us to do as we share his saving news of Jesus. I think if we call ourselves Christians here this morning, we can have confidence, can't we? Just like Simeon and Anna did, confidence in that Jesus is who he says he is, that we've solved the clues, that we've found the right baby, that he was born in Bethlehem, a real place at a real time, that we've discovered who his parents were, that miracle of the Holy Spirit making Mary pregnant, that we know his name, that he is Jesus, our Emmanuel, that he's God and a human all at the same time. And we know the answer to what we should do now. He's our Messiah, our Saviour. He's the real deal. He's not like the other stuff that we have in the world around us that promises to save us and make us feel better. You know those adverts that you get on the telly over Christmas and into the new year about, you know, sales and all the rest of it, that if you get this new cooker or this new Hoover or whatever it is, you know, it's going to be amazing. Your life is never going to be the same ever again. Tosh, if you don't mind me saying, it's rubbish, isn't it? You know, Jesus is that one thing that is going to make life never the same again. And he's come to give us real life, life in all its fullness. And I want us to just ask ourselves a question at the beginning of this new year. Let's just ask ourselves, what is it that Jesus is saying to us at the beginning of this new year? Where is he calling us to position ourselves? Simeon and Anna positioned themselves in the temple before God, praying and waiting to meet Saviour baby. Where are you going to position yourself so that, like Simeon and Anna, you're ready to step into that destiny that God has prepared for you? The message of the angels all the way through the Nativity is something that I've been reflecting on this whole season, and that is that we don't need to be afraid. I don't know about you, but I'm sometimes really quite afraid of stuff. But we don't need to be afraid. We can step unafraid into whatever it is that he's calling us to in 2022. Let's pray together, shall we?